This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch on a Monday morning as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, and across America on our Salem Media Group affiliates, on our Talk America Radio Network stations, our Mega Talk Radio stations, leading independent stations at or near our nation's military bases, and a special shout-out to George, Adam, and Matt at the GCN Live Network, plus around the world via the Internet, where many of our great military men and women are listening to us right now. Thank you for your service to America, plus to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for your great service to America. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining me right now, we have Frank Silvato, the managing editor of the New Media Journal and also the Underground USA podcast. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance
to
the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Frank, what a weekend, what a weekend. You know, I'm going to start with something that came out yesterday, and it's about Lieutenant General Flynn. And there are a lot of people, a lot of legal people saying that because they think that he got screwed over, layman's terms, by the FBI and the Department of Justice, that the charges against him could, in fact, be dropped.
Well, they should be. I mean, the process by which they extracted what he said to them, it was disingenuous. You know, we talked about this last week. If a federal agent wants to get something out of you, they usually use leverage. That's something that they teach them how to do. So, you know, an example, are you on any medication? Well, no, I don't have any prescriptions. But if they find out you took an aspirin that day, you've lied to a federal agent.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, they can use the threat of jail time because you didn't tell the truth to them. Even though the question was disingenuous in the first place, they can use that leverage of jail time to force and massage information out of you that they want to have to put their case together. So this is pretty much what happened, I believe, with Flynn. And I just think the way that he was treated was awful.
Well, the president also came out yesterday and tweeted that Sessions should be ashamed of himself for allowing the hoax probe to proceed to begin with.
No, and this is, you know, when Jeff Sessions was seated, everybody had a lot of really good thoughts about what could happen with the Department of Justice. That said, remember that the apparatus underneath Sessions was something that was put into place going all the way back to the years of Bill Clinton. And what they had put in there were people to obstruct just the way they did.
Mm-hmm.
Sessions, I think, didn't really quite understand the mountain that he was needing to go up. He needed to clean a house over there and do it pretty viciously, and he didn't do it going in. So he's suffering repercussions for that right now.
Yeah. Now, with everything that's going on, and with the, it's obvious to me that the Democrats and the liberals are trying to do anything they can to create hate and discontent and unsettlement amongst the ranks, the supporters of Donald Trump. They're doing everything they possibly can, but it's not working because the polls that are coming out are still holding Donald Trump up at the levels that he's been at, and they're not moving.
Yeah, and I don't expect them to move because people look at a change agent. And so far, he's been keeping his word. You know, when it comes to taxes, you saw tax reform happen. He did throw a wrench into Obamacare and that threw that off the rails. He's keeping his word about the border wall. This is a refreshing thing for people who voted a change agent in the office because normally the change agent is corrupted. He's being true to his word, so I don't expect those numbers to fall.
And let's talk about Obamacare, because last week the Democrats accused the... And I'm sorry, but that's exactly what the Democrats have been doing for years.
Well, judge shopping. Let's look at the decision rather than calling names. Whenever you hear, especially the left, start to accuse the process or accuse the person who's the messenger, it's because they lost in the merits. You know, when you look at the merits of this case, you know, the individual mandate's not there, so it all fell apart. It was non-severable, and that means the whole thing has to be thrown out. That was written into the law. They never thought that severability was going to happen when it came to the individual mandate. It happened, it fell apart, and therefore, by law, because of the way the law is written, everything has to be thrown out.
Remember we talked last week about California and the text messaging. They were talking about taxing text messages, and they finally decided that wasn't such a good idea.
Well, you know, you have to keep track of all your text messages, and you have to keep that paper trail when there's a text message in order to prove that was the level of text that you have to do. I don't think the lawmakers really wanted to keep their text messages.
Now, they also did something else out there, because coming out of California, but also over in Arizona, up in Oregon, up in Washington State, the, you know, usual characters, they want to have an experimental smartphone voting operation. They want to experiment on it and see whether or not it's going to work. And of course, Jeff in Los Angeles chimed in about an hour or two ago about it. He says, well, what if you got somebody that buys five phones at the very last and says, I want to vote, and you give them five phones and five different names, then what do you got?
No, the whole voting by cell phone thing is stupid because of the hackability of cell phones.
Okay, hold that thought. And, folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato, the managing editor of the New Media Journal, and we'll come right back after these messages.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by the Moss Family Automotive Group, now serving you with four great locations, Moss Nissan in Crystal River and Newport Richey, as well as Moss Wholesale to the Public, where you get certified pre-owned vehicles at wholesale prices in Homosassa Springs, and Moss Family Chevrolet at 16414 Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Now, that's where you will get the Chevrolet employee discount on every vehicle in stock. Meanwhile, at the Moss Family Automotive Nissan dealerships in Crystal River and Newport Richey, you get preferred pricing because you serve, you save. All active duty military, all first responders, all veterans, all retirees, all 911 operators save thousands of dollars. Here's an example. The 2018 Armada, $10,496 off right now. The 2018 Maxima, $8,328 off right now. And the Titan, which is what I'm driving, the 2018 Titan, $10,428 off the list price right now. And all you got to do is tell them the captain sent you. You get another $500 on top of that. So remember, if you want an extra $500 on your deal, tell them the captain sent you at Moss Family Automotive. All right. Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, is right here. Hey, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
All right, now let me drift on over here real quick here, because I've got my buddy up in Valdosta, Georgia, and you'll want to hear this. Hey, is this Scott James?
Yeah, the announcer of our national champion, Valdosta State Blazers.
Congratulations to you on winning that national championship. I saw the whole game from start to finish, and when Ferris State came roaring back at the end, I went, uh-oh.
Yeah, how about that? It took a two-point stuff at the end of that ball game to maintain that lead. That was an exciting finish, Captain.
So tell everybody that's on our affiliate listening to you right now up there in Jasper and Valdosta and maybe along your network, tell everybody what's in plan next for the championship team.
Let's see. We got a coaches show tonight up at Dick's Wings and Grill. That'll be a big celebration. Coach will bring the national championship trophy. It'll be a standing room only crowd. They're going to organize something from this point on because we had to come back in kind of unceremoniously at about
3 o'clock in the morning, right?
Yeah, 3 o'clock in the morning on the red eye. We landed back out at Valdosta Airport. So again, they're working to organize something, and I'll let everybody know down the road.
All right, very good. And Frank, you want to say anything to Scott and the Valdosta State Blazers?
Hey, Frank.
Well, and good morning. Congratulations. Job well done.
Yeah, it's exhausting. Those young men played 14 games this season, and I called 14 games, and I'm spent.
14-0, right? 14-0.
Sure enough.
All right. Well, Scott,
get some sleep. You got a long couple of days ahead of you.
Yeah, and Scott, congratulations to you and the team. Give them our best and tell them that go Blazers. That's from Tampa.
Yep, I've been telling them you adopted them, Frank. Captain, how you doing?
I did.
Thank you guys very much.
All right, thanks, Scott. And that's Scott James. That's our buddy up there, 92.1 News Talk FM and in Valdosta and 107.5 in Jasper. And Frank, it's always nice to be able to do that.
Yeah, it's exciting when things like that happen. I've got some good friends down here at Transplants from Valdosta, and they're just up in the air right now.
Oh yeah. Well, speaking about being up in the air, an amazing thing is happening in Mexico to those migrants. It's gotten quiet for a reason, because shut out of crossing the border to the United States, the migrants are now stuck in Mexico, but they're turning to the local job market pitched by the Mexican government in a job fair, which boasts 7,000 openings right there in Tijuana. Now, the applicants can file for asylum in Mexico. They can obtain a Social Security number. And they can also sign a job contract right there in Tijuana. And for the duration of their stay, they'll be legal. They'll contribute to the economic development. Oh, yeah, they'll be paying Mexican taxes. And 5,000 of them, for sure, will have jobs.
Imagine that. Imagine people becoming legal and infusing worth into the economic cycle where they are.
Yeah.
Perhaps Mexico is starting to turn a corner right here with the idea of, well, we've got people here who want to join a workforce. Why don't we keep it for ourselves?
Well, one of the big companies that makes televisions and stereos that's right there across the border, Otay Mesa Way, towards Tijuana, is called Philips. You've heard of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a bunch of televisions they make down there, a bunch of stereos they make down there, and they send them out of there by the truckload in container trucks, and the containers go on flatbed trailers or they get towed by tractors, and away they go off to the East Coast or wherever they go. Also, a lot of medical equipment is shipped, and both of these items I just mentioned come into the United States tariff-free from Mexico. So this is a big deal, and it's one of the reasons why the unemployment rate right there in Tijuana is 2.8%, unlike the 4.1% that it is amongst Mexico's other 33 cities.
Well, yeah, and this is a lesson in economics 101. You know, and this is the kind of trade that President Trump was talking about. Hey, you know, you don't need to come here to do the stuff that you've always come here, the manual labor jobs. You're finding good jobs right down there. Contribute to the economic cycle so that we can make trade work.
Well, yeah. Imagine that,
right? Yeah, I mean, it's stunning that when you allow capitalism to work, when you allow the economic cycle to be healthy, trade works, The local economies work, and that means national economies work.
Mm-hmm.
The Mexican government's going to understand they actually kind of like this arrangement.
By the way, are you ready to be entertained with this next news story?
Okay.
Joe Biden leads Bernie Sanders and Beto O'Rourke in the Iowa Democratic Caucus poll. They just had a caucus, and they just did a poll, and Joe Biden is sitting up on top. Now, Biden is 76 years old. If he were to get elected, he would be approaching 78, and it would be there for his first term, would end on his 82nd birthday.
Yeah, let's remember how the Democrats used to hem and haw about how old President
Ronald Reagan
was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, so I hope they keep the same litmus test there when they elect somebody who's literally going to be the oldest person ever to run for the office.
And that's a very distinct possibility, isn't it?
Well, of course. Joe Biden's a perennial candidate, you know. Now, he'll probably do fairly well in the primaries, but his base is now fractured because of the progressive movement, and they're looking more towards people like Sanders and Cortez. They're not really, you know, they've even passed Elizabeth Warren a little bit.
So Ocasio-Cortez, can you imagine that?
No, but that's where they're.
Wait a minute, we got somebody who wants to chime in here. Just a minute. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, but that's where they're headed. That's where their mindset is. They're full blown. Let's go socialist democracy here.
Might as well. So they're there already.
Yeah. So by Biden's standards, when you look at Biden and the Democratic Party, he's got his work cut out for him. Even though he's got name recognition, what he stands for is pretty much middle of the road, if not center right.
So let's talk a little bit about something that we've heard a lot about coming from the other side of the aisle, and that is climate change. You know, sure, there's climate change. How about this for something interesting? Climate hasn't changed since the beginning of time. And the tries to convince us that there's a crisis, just like Obamacare, and it's in our best interest to dramatically raise taxes and add more regulations and kill middle-class jobs and quadruple our fuel and electric bills while China, India, and other developing nations belch pollution into the atmosphere. It's Obamacare all over again.
Well, yeah, when you talk about global warming now, remember that's how it started, was global warming. Now it's climate change. Our Earth is in a climate cycle all the time. If you listen to John Coleman, the founder of the Weather Channel, he explains it very, very well, and you don't hear anybody winning that debate with him.
Mm-hmm.
Add to that on top what NASA just came out with. You know, those are the people who put people on the moon and did the shuttle program. They've come to the conclusion after satellite and all kind of research that the Arctic shelf is growing, even though the glaciers are melting. So the Earth is taking care of itself like it always has and always will.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're unwilling to understand that you are in a constant cycle, a constant climate cycle, that has like a biorhythm to it, that the Earth is alive, if you're willing to understand that, I don't know what to tell you.
Mm. Well, we're fixing ahead for a break, but on Friday I'm going to give you a homework assignment. We're going to talk about the $17 million congressional slush fund and how it's still growing. So I got to run, and we'll tell us how to hear your show.
You can find New Media Journal on Facebook, and you can find Underground USA at undergroundusa.com.
All right, talk to you on Friday.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Chris, Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, also Underground USA, the podcast, Chris Markowski coming up in about 15 minutes, but a special guest will be on the line right here in about 3 minutes or so.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
The man is pathetic.
Former New York City mayor and current Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani calling Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen a habitual liar. Giuliani, a guest on ABC's This Week program.
But unless you're God, this man, you will never know what the truth is.
Cohen sentenced to 3 years in federal prison and admits he lied to Congress.
He lies to fit the situation he's in.
Getting rid of Obamacare, a big topic discussed on the Sunday morning talk show circuit. President Trump's White House senior advisor, Stephen Miller, a guest on Face the Nation on CBS. He reacts to the federal judge in Texas who rules Obamacare unconstitutional. Democrats plan an appeal, but Miller predicts the Supreme Court will see it like the judge does in Texas.
The more important question is whether Democrats are going to work with Republicans once Obamacare is ultimately struck down, which we believe it will be.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM 860, The Answer.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget about the Freedom Boat Club and this great drawing they've got. You got to get in by December the 19th to draw for a prize of a one-year premium membership worth $7,500. That's a seven-day-a-week membership. And all you have to do is go to the Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com website, Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com website to find out more. Well, everybody, I got a little surprise for you here because you know that Bill Bunkley's returning today from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Faith Talk 570 and 910, and he's also heard for that first hour on both AM 860, AM 930, FM 93.7, 103.1 down there in Sarasota, Bradenton, and AM 1380, plus the Faith Talk stations, too. And good morning, Bill Bunkley.
Captain Matt, what a pleasure to spend some time with you this morning, my friend. It's been a long, long time.
Yes, it has, and I saw you, I believe, a week ago at the Christmas party, and you were looking fine, and you were looking forward to getting back, and we're not going to keep you very long because we realize that, you know, you have gone out of your way to do this, and you wanted to talk to the audience and let everybody know that you were coming back today, so you take it away.
Well, I just wanted to just say hello to you and say hello to my friends, and especially this early hour. You know, we've got a lot of friends that are on their way to the base, either CENTCOM or Special Operations or the wing, and so all of our coasties that are out there heading to work. So just wanted to just take a moment. I'm usually not having an opportunity to communicate this early hour ever, and just wanted to just say thanks for all of the prayers, thanks for all the support, and I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward after about 9 months of being sidelined with leukemia and a battle for just wanting to move forward with what the Lord has in my life, that I'm just excited to spend a few moments with you this morning.
Well, you've got quite a story to tell, and everybody's going to be interested in hearing it because I've had so many responses, you know, to me saying, give Bill our best, tell him we're praying for him. Our prayer intercessor and her prayer warriors have been, you know, just on this all the time. That's Ms. Rosemary and her group of several hundred.
She's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
yeah. Let me just share this. Here's the real quick update.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you that are just tuning in, back in February when I was on my post, my watch in Tallahassee, I do my annual physical, and it was there that through a routine blood test, my doctor, Dr. Joe Whitaker, who I owe my life to, the labs didn't come back right. They were all off. He thought it was a mistake from the lab company. We retested, and it wasn't. He sent me immediately over to Dr. Chator at Florida Cancer Specialists, and Thursday before Good Friday is the day I was on the way to the station to do my afternoon show about 2:30, and I got the call from Dr. Chator. He didn't want to wait, that he was just about sure that, lo and behold, I had leukemia. And fortunately, in just a few days, I was at Moffitt Cancer Center, and a few days after that, I was admitted and went into my first chemotherapy treatment. So from March, I've had three different rounds of chemotherapy, one round in the hospital. Then around June, we had another round of chemo while I was at home. And early September, around September the 5th, I went in for a bone marrow transplant. And I was very fortunate. I have, I don't know who she is yet. They don't disclose that for a year.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a young lady up in South Carolina who was a 12-point match. And a little bit of drama came into play in as much as she was right in the path of Hurricane Florence.
Mm.
And I had already started my chemotherapy, which is the kind, what I call the killer chemotherapy, because it kills all of my bone marrow where we had the bad cells. And then you get infused with her stem cell bone marrow, and then you're praying for that to take place. Well, they had to fly her out, and I can't wait to meet this woman with my wife and I.
Good.
Because she was flown all the way to Los Angeles, California from South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Get way out of the way of the storm. And, she did her 2 days of donation. Those got flown back to, Moffitt here in Tampa in mm-hmm. time. And so, it was just a miracle. I got out early. I was only in the hospital that time about 20 days, but I have, as far as the transplant is concerned, I've done very well. Just had my 90-day checkup. For those of you that know anything about leukemia or know about transplants, there's two different rejection periods where two different things can happen. One set is in the first 90 days. That that round completed on Friday, and that's why I'm coming back and doing some radio work here starting this week. But now I'm on a watch for a total of 2 years until September of 2020 for a different set of rejection issues. But I tell you what, I just gotta tell you, for those of you who are believers and faith believers, praise the Lord. He has been very good to me, and you know, Captain, we've talked about it. I didn't know way back when whether his will was preparing me to go home to heaven, or if he had more for me to do. And so obviously, at least at this point, we are on a great trajectory for recovery.
Well, I just want you to know.
I live every day for the Lord, that's all.
I just want you to know, and I'm not going to keep you any longer because I know you got to go back to bed, and I know you're doing this out of the kindness of your heart because you wanted to let everybody know. But I have got somewhere in the vicinity of 300 to 400 instant messages that have just come in on the Facebook page, and everybody is saying, welcome back, Bill. Everybody.
Well, I tell you what, thank you, to God be the glory, and just remind you that we're going to be on today at 4 o'clock, and we're going to kind of talk a little bit. I'm going to share my testimony about what this journey has been. This week, we're also going to talk to our general manager, Barb Yoder, and we're also going to talk to Tammy Bancroft, our HR director, because all three of us, they followed me with different forms of cancer. All three of us are patients at Moffitt. So I didn't realize until I've been through this journey how many of you out there have either had to deal with cancer yourself, you have a family member that's dealt with cancer, or a friend. And we're going to talk about that this week. So we got plenty of time to ease into. Boy, I've missed a lot in terms of the issues in politics, but
Won't take you long.
We're
going to
have fun.
Captain, thank you
so much for a few moments here to spend. And yes, I'm going to turn in, so I'll get some energy and look forward to seeing all of you if you are able to either tune in or download the podcast. Today's going to be a fun time for me to get a chance to start our conversations and have some great, great opportunities to exchange. So call in. Be glad to hear from you today.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bill, and we'll see you this afternoon when I get here.
God bless, my friend. Travel safe and get some rest yourself.
I will. Amen, brother. Okay, that's our good friend, Bill Bunkley. And again, you know, we're all excited, as is. And 300, 400, let's see here, it's almost 500 instant messages I've had here so far, and I'm going to try to take these and send them to Bill. I know it's going to be quite a bit of work, so bear with me. I haven't quite figured out how to do all this, but good Lord. I guarantee it'll take me a half an hour to do this. I'll have to do this a little bit later. But thank you for everybody that's chimed in and all the great messages to Bill. And remember to catch him this afternoon on Faith Talk 570-910, and that for 2 hours from 4 to 6. And that first hour, you can also hear him on AM 860, AM 930, FM 93.7, also FM 103.1. And such a wonderful welcome home for Bill. And I'm sure that all of you will be there in his corner when he comes back this afternoon. And, wow, look at this. Here comes some more. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. That's over 600 messages so far. I don't know. Keep them coming, folks. If it takes me a week to send these to Bill, I'll send them over there. Just keep them coming. And thank you very much, because I do have a very large social presence, and everybody's chiming in. The Captain's Army's chiming in, and everybody's been just rooting for this day. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back from the break, guess what? Time for Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. We're going to find out what's going on in his world in which he lives. I'm sure it's going to be interesting. And I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And this part of the broadcast, final segment, brought to you by our good friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S, and they are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. and all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Dominic's Blinds and Decor also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at those red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them out on the road, and look for Kevin or Dominic behind the wheel. By the way, remember, all military and first responders get a 10% discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
How are you?
Did your teams win over the weekend?
I didn't really watch because it was kind of pathetic. I started watching the Giants a little bit, and I could tell maybe about 10 minutes in, I said, this ain't going to doesn't look good. So, I had stuff to do with the kids anyway, church basketball leagues and stuff like that. So I don't watch a lot.
Remember I told you about the Valdosta State Blazers going over to Texas to play for the NCAA Division II championship?
Who did they play?
Ferris State out of Michigan. Very good team, very good program. Well, anyway, Valdosta State beat them 49-47.
Whew. Good ball game.
It was. I mean, it was. It was really. You talk about lighting the skies up, they did. Well, here's what I want to talk about right now. A lot of people do not understand what I'm about to say, but I'm going to say this in a manner to which you and I can discuss it. Permanent appropriations and offsetting collections ostensibly put 86% of the federal spending on autopilot and do not require annual approval from Congress. This, according to Investors Business Daily. Now, you want to explain on that?
Well, it's the way we budget things. Pricing is the increases are priced already into government programs. Ostensibly a lot of Obama's first budget is still in effect from way back when. This is going back to the old bailouts that he had there with the stimulus package. You price in all of these increases into these programs, and they're guaranteed to get that money the next year. And this is as long as, of course, they spend it all, which is what they tried to do during the month of September, which is the worst month of the year for the American taxpayer. Now, what we see happen is if we start talking about cuts to various different government programs, as you'll see on TV, and Republicans want to cut this and they want to cut that. When you and I would think of a cut, we would say, oh, you know what, we're getting rid of something.
Mm-hmm.
Where let's say, you know what, I've got my cable bill, I'm going to cut out paying for HBO and Cinemax or whatever it may be.
Right.
The cuts that are put into place, when we put cuts into place, are just cutting the rate of increases. So if a government program is set to get an 8% bump, the next year, where it's going to get 8% more money than it did the year before,
mm-hmm.
We get a cut, which is not really a cut. Oh, they're only going to get 4% or 5% more.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a cut. It's not like we're saving anything or going backwards.
Right.
Or like that government program is getting any less. It's just not getting as much more the next year.
Well, $3.7 trillion goes for the following programs. Their entitlement programs, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, welfare, also national security along the homeland borders and whatnot. Also, the United States mail delivery. These are all permanent appropriations, and they do not get cut.
You're right. And if you recall, back when John Boehner was threatening shutdowns with Barack Obama. Barack Obama went on with David Gregory, talked about grandma and grandpa not getting their Social Security check.
I do.
And that's just a lie.
That
none of those things are going to happen. They may say that that's the case, but no.
And
you'll get that. Debt is paid. Interest on debt is paid. It's all of that stuff is automatic.
And we should also mention that other vehicles for autopilot federal spending include contract authority, where they get paid for that, borrowing authority, where we get money from whoever, and offsetting collections, which are fees, fines, and charges for permits amongst the different agencies for different things that companies and individuals have to have.
By law, we have to pay our bills.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't change. So a lot of it's nonsense. I talked about this before. The phrase is used essential services, right?
Yeah.
Shouldn't the United States of America, which was supposed to be a state, well, originally was founded, it's no longer the case, based upon limited government, shouldn't we always just operate on essential services? Isn't that the only thing that you want to have is essential services? I mean, I try to get my company running on nothing but essential services simply because, you know what, I don't want to waste money. But that's just not the case.
And, you know, the other thing is when they talk about the people that they're laying off, but they're going to get paid all their money when they come back, which they are, and that they're only keeping essential people that are there, does that mean these other people didn't need to be there to begin with?
Likely.
I'm serious.
If you're not essential, well, I mean, that's exactly my point. Why are we continuing on with all this spending if it's not essential?
Mm-hmm.
Can we get by without it? I mean, let's see how long we can survive with just essential services, and I'm sure we'll be just fine.
Yeah. Now, one other little thing before I have to let you go here. President, of course, is talking about, there's a proposal, rather, not from the president, but from the Democrats, to make Medicare benefits for all Americans, called Medicare for All. And the expenditure is going to be just unbelievable. And several prominent Democrats are trying to break out of the pack of the potential 2020 presidential hopefuls proposing this new large-scale government spending program, which we quite simply can't afford. Whatever happened to competition?
Well, again, this was the original plan with Obamacare, was to eventually move to a government model.
Right.
To be honest with you, Matt, you heard about what happened in the court in Texas.
I did.
Ruling Obamacare unconstitutional. Everybody's cheering that.
Did you hear what the Democrats charged right off the bat? Well, they judge shop. Well, excuse me, what have they been doing for the last 20 years?
But that the issue is you've already got Republicans coming out and saying, oh, we got to cover pre-existing conditions. We're going to have to. I'm telling you right now, what you're going to see is you're going to probably see Republicans cave and you're going to see them move more towards a government model. That's the direction we're going. I don't want to sound like doom and gloom and pessimistic, Matt, but Republicans, they don't even want to deal with this issue anymore. They're going to push it off. They're going to say, oh, we're going to have to cover this and we're going to move more towards a government model. And, yeah, it's going to cost us a hell of a lot of money, and taxes are going to go up due to this.
Well, one final thing. When you start blaming people, and I had this conversation with a couple of callers earlier, it's not a Democratic thing. It's not a Republican thing. It's a we thing, and it's about everybody, because there's plenty of blame to go around for both sides of the aisle.
For health care?
For anything.
Oh, of course.
Anything.
My program is all about equal opportunity bashing. I don't carry a water for anybody.
Yeah, I like that when you do that. That's all right. Well, we're going to let you go because you got 10 minutes of airtime, and you have a great show over there.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Catch him on our sister station over there, 1380 The Biz. And again, Chris goes out of his way to make sure that you understand the inner workings of all sorts of things going on. He's not just looking at Wall Street. He's also looking at other things. By the way, 82% of Americans will be celebrating Christmas this holiday season, and they think that a little more religion would go a long way. Well, I agree with that. And while it may not be apparent in national government, the Christmas spirit is alive and well because there's more and more people in the government going around and going, Merry Christmas, not Happy Holidays. And have you noticed that in some of the stores lately? They might say Happy Holidays, but when they see and you're wearing a shirt that says Merry Christmas, and they go, oh, Merry Christmas. And, you know, because they realize what's going on. I had something on Saturday that had Merry Christmas on it. So when I went into a place where I went into, they said that to me. But anyway, and also, 2/3 of American adults believe Christmas should be more about Jesus Christ than about Santa Claus. Now, there's a lot of merit there, too, isn't there? And most Americans continue to believe that Christmas should be celebrated in public schools and that there's a place for religious symbols on public land. Of course there is. Of course there is. But with beloved holiday songs and shows now coming under fire for supposedly inappropriate messages, many are wondering whether free speech is officially dead because, I mean, my God, don't try playing Baby It's Cold Outside. But I did. Friday morning. I did. I played the new version of it Friday morning. And it was really pretty neat to play it. So there you go. And I might play it again here in the next day or two. All right, coming up on the answer stations, it's Hugh Hewitt, Scott James up there, 92.1 107.5. And also, don't forget Chris Markowski over on 1380 The Biz. I'll be back tonight, everybody, the Captain's America Third Watch. Thank you very much, where it's all about we the people. God bless America.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.